Yesterday, Sunday, June 21st, marked one of the turning points of the year. As many of you know, it was the day of the summer solstice, the day where the sun stands still in its yearly journey at its northernmost point above the celestial equator, and begins its journey south again. At the equinoxes, the sun lies on the celestial equator, and at the winter solstice, it stops at its southernmost point below the celestial equator and begins to move north again. This yearly rhythm defines our seasons, especially along the temperate zones of our planet. But more than the change of seasons we may be familiar with, this rhythm is between the Earth and the Sun, the giver of light. From an astrological perspective, these four cardinal points, the two solstices and the two equinoxes, represent the world in general. They can be seen as portals for energy the world receives, as well as points where the world expresses itself, and thus has always been times of celebration. Today, Monday, June 22nd, is a new moon, which of course is very close to the summer solstice. Since new moons mark the beginning of another lunation cycle, and the solstice is the beginning of a new quarterly phase in the yearly cycle, they enhance and reinforce each other. For the next quarter, until the fall equinox, the emphasis can be on a new beginning for the world in general, a period where seeds are planted at a global level for worldwide or broad-range benefit. It can also mean sowing seeds that are destructive rather than constructive. The planet Pluto is in close opposition to the new moon today, as well as the solstice point. Among other things, Pluto represents death and rebirth, so this can mean a time for endings as well as new beginnings. Regardless, there exists an increased manifestation of power and its display in the world. This has been true for several quarters now, because Pluto has hovered around the solstice point of zero Capricorn since the spring equinox of 2008, and will continue to through the winter solstice of this year. This position of Pluto places pressure on the world to change, and to change at a profound and fundamental level, as well as to come to terms with the misuse of power in the past. Much has happened over the past four quarters to hopefully clear away past abuses facing the world now, and to prepare for a new beginning for all of us, no one excluded. That is the potential that we can work to manifest. On a personal level, this is a day for meditation upon the world and your place within it. Set an intention for what you can do to make the world better. Whatever is started now will have potent effects, so be careful in what you choose, whether it's the intention you set or an enterprise you begin. These are powerful times for us as individuals, as well as for the planet as a whole. This combination of solstice, new moon, and Pluto calls upon each of us to take charge at the deepest level we can fathom.